Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Top of mind. In this crazy crowded marketplace, cutting through the noise is more difficult than ever. So let's drill down on how to reach that status with the big dog buyers like chief marketing officers. My take? In a world where consuming content is like drinking from a fire hose, being top of mind is experience driven. It's the stories people tell about us. It's the opinion people form about us during a steady stream of access. For example, New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman. Yeah, he's all about international issues. But what makes him top of mind is his stories that connotate his access. Him talking to the big poobahs, the prime ministers, the Pope. You know, I'm exaggerating to make a point. People who read his columns get the idea that he has access, the inside scoop that they can't get easily. So if they need that kind of insider perspective, who will they turn to? Yep, Thomas Friedman, the person they believe has that access. Now let's go one step further. Note how specific that opinion is. Insider access. Is Thomas Friedman insightful? Sure, but that's too general to be top of mind. Too many thought leaders in the international space are also insightful. But inside access is something not everyone has. And that is what makes Friedman stand out, in my opinion. Bottom line, there's a difference between being noticed and being remembered. Visibility will get you noticed, and probably the first round of consideration. What gets us past that to the memorable part is specificity. Think about it. Buyers know us for one big thing. Then when their situation triggers that need, boom, they think of us immediately. That's how top of mind works. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.